Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Catholic Singles. Every day, hundreds of Catholic singles join CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love. Breadbox Media listeners get 20% off by using the promo code BREADBOX when they register. Come be our next success story at CatholicSingles.com. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hey there, and welcome to the Gary Zimak Show. Today we're going to look at the Mass readings for the seventh Sunday in Ordinary Time. So glad you're here. And guess what? This is the last program before Lent. Believe it or not, next week we are going to be in Lent. We'll be talking about the Mass readings for the first Sunday of Lent. You know, it's amazing. I think back months ago I was talking about Lent, and it seems so far in the future, and now it's right around the corner. I hope you're ready, because we got a lot of good things. There's going to be a new feature on this program beginning next week. I'm getting so excited I can't even talk. Why don't we say a prayer? Let me settle down. Make yourself comfortable. We're going to be hanging out here for a while. Let's pray, and then I'll tell you what's coming up during Lent, and then we'll look at the Mass readings for the seventh Sunday in Ordinary Time. So let's take a moment and just place ourselves in the presence of our Heavenly Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. And remember, right over our shoulders, the Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph, they are there as well. So we are in really good company as we pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks for bringing us to another day. Father, your providence has sustained us throughout our lives. If it wasn't for your providential care and love, we would cease to exist. So we're grateful that you allowed us to be born. We're grateful that you are constantly watching out for us. And we're grateful for your power, for your omnipotence, for your omnipresence. You are everywhere. You are all powerful, and you are omniscient. You know everything, Father. So great to have you as our Heavenly Father. Abba, Father, we ask you to help us. Oftentimes we get burdened by many struggles, by many worries. Father, we give them to you today. We ask you to handle them all for us, because we know you love us. Help us to trust you more, Father. Help us to know you better. Help us to know your Son Jesus better. We ask you, Father, to give us a fresh outpouring of your Holy Spirit today, so that we can hear you speak, and so that we can willingly and rapidly, without thinking about it or hesitating, obey you. Whatever you want us to do, Father, we are yours. We are your servants. We are your hands and your feet in the world. Just give us the grace that we need to sustain us. Father, I ask that you use me as your instrument today. Give me the words for this program. Let me know what I should say. Let me know the message that you have for all of us this day. Help me get out of the way so you can deliver your message. Father, help us as we prepare to enter into Lent. Send your Holy Spirit to give us any last-minute ideas or changes to our plan. We want to give up or do what you want us to do during Lent. And help us above all to keep our eyes focused on Jesus, your Son, as he carries his cross ahead of us and expects us to follow behind him. Help us to be able to do that, Father. We ask this in the name of Jesus, your Son, in union with the Holy Spirit and yourself, and through the intercession of the Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph, we pray, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Well, thank you so much for praying with me. My name is Gary Zimek. This is the Gary Zimek Show. We do this every week. And of course, what we do is focus on the Sunday Mass readings. Today, we're going to look at the readings from the seventh Sunday in Ordinary Time. And as I said at the start of the show, next week, we're in Lent. So we're going to shift gears a little bit next week. And I wanted to mention to you that You've probably heard of my book, Give Up Worry for Lent. Praise God, it is doing phenomenally again this year. It's in the top five of some major categories on Amazon.com right now. It's in the top five of adult Christian ministry, the top five of Easter holiday, and the top five in all of Catholicism. And let me tell you, that absolutely blows me away. How God has been so good to me and my work, it just overwhelms me. It really does. And I owe a lot of that to you, because you have been so supportive of me with your prayers, with your donations, with purchasing my books, with bringing me in to speak. I'm just so grateful. So thank you. Now, next week on the program, I mentioned that since this program airs primarily over the weekend, it drops on Friday in the podcast to the podcast outlets, and a lot of Catholic radio stations play it either on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. So we're in that weekend time frame. I'm going to use this show as the kickoff point for each week of Give Up Worry for Lent. So I'll do a few minutes before we get into the readings about my book, Give Up Worry for Lent. It's a daily devotional. If you have the book, you know that already. But I want to lead the week off with the segment on this program. So we'll do a very brief Give Up Worry for Lent segment just to get you going into the week. And then midweek, I'll be doing my regular EWTN spot on the Sunrise Morning Show on 6:35 a.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday. That'll be the midweek point. So you're going to have these different, I'm going to have these different opportunities to check in with you. And then every day on Give Up Worry for Lent, the Facebook page, you're going to have a hard time getting rid of me during Lent. By the time Lent is over, you know, you throw in my speaking engagements too, you're not going to be able to get away from me. By the time Lent is over, you're going to be so glad. You'll be rejoicing that Gary is out of your life. Well, hopefully not. I'm just kidding. But Give Up Worry for Lent each day on the Facebook page too. I'm just going to supplement the daily readings as well. I want this to be interactive between you and me, and I want to journey with you. We're going to pick up our crosses, help one another, and follow Jesus during Lent to try to move away from worry and control and surrender our lives to Jesus and let Him lead us. And we'll pray for the grace to trust Him more. So that's the goal. Move away from worry. Move closer to Christ during Lent. If you still haven't picked up a copy of Give Up Worry for Lent, it is not too late. You can go to my website, followingthetruth.com, or you can go right to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or your local Catholic bookseller, or also you can go to Ave Maria Press to get the book directly from the publisher. So I'm really excited about that. Give Up Worry for Lent. It's going to be featured on our weekly shows right here and on those other places I mentioned. And if you want to, again, you want to follow along with me, you can always follow me on Facebook, Gary Zimek. I also have the Give Up Worry for Lent Facebook page. Okay, any questions, contact me at gary@followingthetruth.com or go to followingthetruth.com and just shoot me a contact, a message through the website itself. All right, these readings. Once again, the Lord is not letting up. The gospel last week was from His Sermon on the Mount, and he's basically telling us, He's telling His disciples, that's you and me, that this is what the law said. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. But I say, let me tell you a little bit more about what that means. So I think what was happening back in the day is people were getting maybe a little too comfortable saying, I haven't killed anybody. I'm in good standing, you know, getting a little self-righteous. But Jesus, as He always does, raised the bar a little bit. And He said, well, now I'm telling you that anger is a form of killing somebody, because in a spiritual sense, that's exactly what happens. And He also said, looking at a woman lustfully, you're already committing adultery. So, you know, He's shaking people up, and today He's going to continue to do it. We have heard many of these proclamations before. It's familiar to us. But, I think sometimes that we, Mother Angelica used to say, don't become a what's nexter. And what's nexter is somebody who reads something in the Bible, hears something that they've heard many, many times. Thou shalt not kill. Oh yeah, I know that. What's next? We don't want to do that because we want to really let the Lord speak to us and let him really, you know, convict us of our sinful inclinations. We're heading into Lent. We got to pray for the ability, and the Holy Spirit can do this, the ability to be honest with ourselves and see ourselves as we really are. You know, being honest, we're not as good as we think we are. And at times we feel we can get a little self-righteous. So we'll start today with the gospel as we do each week. And once again, Jesus continues to keep us a little uncomfortable. And that is not a bad place to be, believe me. We want to have that. We want to, when we hear these, the Lord's words through sacred scripture, we don't want to be applying them to somebody else, right? We want to apply them to ourselves. There's a tendency sometimes for us to hear the gospel and say, yeah, those other people, they ought to get their act together. Well, how can Jesus speak to me today? How is this word speaking to me? So keep that in mind as we go through these readings. And again, you know, we want to have a real dynamic, legitimate, genuine relationship with Jesus Christ. So for that to happen, we have to be open to hearing what he has to say. Every word of scripture in some way is addressed to each of us. We can't write off something he said because we don't think it applies to us. Let's ask the Holy Spirit to help us find a way to apply whatever he says to our lives. And that's the way we're going to find peace, because we'll get closer to the Lord. All right, let's look at this gospel. And I'm setting it up because, again, it's a tough one. It's a continuation of what we heard last week, beginning in Matthew 5, verse 38. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. When somebody strikes you on your right cheek, turn the other one as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand over your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go for 2 miles. Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on one who wants to borrow. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." Yeah, I know. And we're hearing this gospel, right? And we're saying, oh yeah, okay, this is tough. But maybe I can handle this, right? And then we get to that last line. Oh, one more thing, Jesus said. Be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Whoa, what the heck is he talking about? Well, let's break this down. Honestly, it's not as bad as it sounds. The first thing Jesus is saying, remember, in the Mosaic law, the idea of an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth was a legitimate religious practice. If somebody steals something from me, well, then I have the right to go and steal the same amount from them. It was, you know, it might sound a little weird to us, but in a certain sense, it was a primitive form of limiting retribution. So in other words, if somebody steals $100 from me, then I have the right to go get $100 back from them. I can get revenge, but I can't exceed what they stole from me. Let's be honest, many of us still have that mentality today. Well, he wronged me, so he didn't talk to me, or he said something bad about me, so I'm going to say something bad about him. But Jesus is saying, no, this is radical. This is an absolute radical teaching. Is it possible for us to do this? Well, by ourselves, no, we can't do it. But you got to remember, Jesus forgave the people putting him to death while he was hanging on the cross. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Remember that? You, if you've been baptized, have the Holy Spirit dwelling in you. That's the Spirit of Jesus. You have his very Spirit in you. The first fruit of the Holy Spirit is love. So you if you can tap into the Holy Spirit, and the way you do that is by asking for his help and by not fighting against him. If you tap into that power of the Holy Spirit who dwells in you, you will have the ability to love as Jesus loves. Remember, it's not a feeling. Love is a conscious decision. So when he was hanging on that cross, his love enabled him to say, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." In other words, he excused his murderers because he acknowledged the fact that they didn't understand the gravity of what they were doing. That's pretty deep. If he can do that, and you have his Holy Spirit, and I have his Holy Spirit, then I can do the same thing. Do I have to work to make that happen? You bet. Because we have a tendency to want to fight against the Holy Spirit. So, you know, Jesus is saying, this is real. This revenge thing, it's got to stop if you're going to be my follower. These are good things to take into account as we head into Lent. And then he says, one of my least favorite of his commands, you shall love your enemy. You have heard it said, you shall love your enemy. I'm sorry. You have heard it said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Whoa. Pray for those who persecute you. Love your enemies. And yes, implied in what he said is love those who are annoying, right? Because those annoying people, sometimes we just don't want to be that nice to them. We don't want to pray for them, especially if maybe somebody did something wrong to me. I'm not saying it's easy, but this is what Jesus is telling us to do. He's commanding us to do this. The only way it's possible is if you depend on his Spirit to lead. And then, you know, get out of the way of the Spirit. It's a good idea in the morning to say, Holy Spirit, please inspire all my thoughts, my words, my actions today. And if you're if you have one of those meetings coming up at the office or maybe at home or in a certain situation where you're going to dinner at a relative's house and you know there could be friction, pray to the Holy Spirit. Sometimes, you know, we don't even want to do that because we're too worked up and we say, no, I'm not going to do that. I don't want to pray. But are we followers of Christ or are we not? Pray to the Holy Spirit. Say, Holy Spirit, help me. This person is a challenging person in my life. I don't get along with them, but I want to love as you love. Holy Spirit, help me. You know, now you could still fall on your face. It's possible. And you might get, they might say something. You still might fly off the handle. But at least pray the prayer. We have no excuses if we're not asking for help. So make it a point to do that. Finally, Jesus says, be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. The real Greek word that's used there, and remember, the New Testament is written in Greek, so the Greek word there implies completion, not necessarily perfection. Be complete, be that image and likeness of God in which you were created. How do you do that? By channeling the Holy Spirit and letting the Holy Spirit work through you. This is a lifelong process that we are called to work on. And Lent is a great time to start on that. So that's what Jesus is saying there. When people see you, they should see Jesus. That, again, that's a lifetime goal. We're not going to get this done overnight, but through the working of the Holy Spirit in each of us, it is possible. Look, I've seen differences in my life. I'm not the same guy I was 5 years ago. I have a long, long, long way to go, but I see some progress. I don't see it from day to day, but I see it from maybe month to month, definitely from year to year. I see changes, but it requires constant submission to the Lord's authority. We call Jesus Lord. That means he's the boss. Lord means you're my master. Whatever you say goes, Lord. And again, as we head into Lent, let's make that our goal. We all have our weaknesses. Let's try to really obey the Lord and listen to what he says here. I recommend you read that gospel over again because Jesus makes some key points. He wouldn't tell us to do this if it wasn't possible. By ourselves, it's not possible. With the help of the Holy Spirit, you better believe it is possible. Okay, so keep that in mind. The first reading comes from the book of Leviticus, chapter 19, beginning in verse 1. The Lord said to Moses, speak to the whole Israelite community and tell them, be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. You shall not bear hatred for your brother or sister in your heart. Though you may have to reprove your fellow citizen, do not incur sin because of him. Take no revenge and cherish no grudge against any of your people. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. Just in case we forgot that, right? He says, I'm the Lord. Forgive one another. Love one another. Nothing here about feeling, having good feelings toward everybody. You can love somebody and still not especially like them. That's okay. Lord, please bless this person. Please soften my heart to this person. Lord, please help me to see things from this person's point of view. You know, and you can still dislike internally that person. Feelings aren't right or wrong. It's what you do with those feelings that matter. Be holy, for I, the Lord, your God, am holy. This is the Lord's message to us. Matthew Kelly talks about holy moments. I like that. One moment at a time, one situation at a time. Don't try to be holy for the rest of your life. But with the help of the Holy Spirit, you can, one moment at a time, one situation at a time, be holy because you are made in the image and likeness of God. But remember, you do that through the power of the Holy Spirit. The responsorial psalm is Psalm 103. The Lord is kind and merciful. See, this is how he treats us. He treats us much better than we deserve, but he expects us to treat other people in the same way. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all my being. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He pardons all your iniquities, heals all your ills. He redeems your life from destruction, crowns you with kindness and compassion. The Lord is kind and merciful. Merciful and gracious is the Lord, slow to anger and abounding in kindness. Not according to our sins does he deal with us, nor does he requite us according to our crimes. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he put our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. The Lord is kind and merciful. You know, we do not get treated as we deserve by the Lord. All of our sins, look at what Jesus did for us. He opened up the gates of heaven so that you and me, we could live forever with him in eternal happiness. We didn't deserve that. It's possible by virtue of what Christ did on the cross and by the grace that he pours into our souls. So this isn't us, this is him. If he's merciful to us, we are expected to be merciful to those around us. And guess what? None of us are hanging on a cross and being asked to forgive the people that are putting us on that cross. So we can say that Jesus doesn't get it. I think he gets it. And believe me, by his becoming human, he felt the pain of hanging on that cross. He also felt the humiliation. He felt the betrayal. He allowed himself, he lowered himself to take on human form so that he could feel what you and I feel. Only he felt it to a much greater degree. And, you know, he didn't expect us to forgive, to love, to turn the other cheek on our own. That's why he gave us the Holy Spirit. But we have to ask for the help of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's not going to force his way into your life. But he's inside of you and he's waiting to be asked. That's why you'll almost always hear me. If you hear me at a talk, if you hear me on my show, you'll always hear me say, Holy Spirit, give me the words, work in me, help me. Because I need that help. So keep turning to the Holy Spirit for that help. The second reading is from 1 Corinthians. It's chapter 3, beginning in verse 16. St. Paul says, brothers and sisters, do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person. For the temple of God which you are is holy. Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you considers himself wise in this age, let him become a fool so as to become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness in the eyes of God. For it is written, God catches the wise in their own ruses. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. So let no one boast about human beings, for everything belongs to you. Paul, or Apollos, or Cephas, or the world, or life, or death, or the present, or the future, all belong to you, and you to Christ, and Christ to God. You know, as I was reading this this second reading, the one message that stood out was that the Spirit of God dwells in you. You are the temple of God. Each one of us who have been baptized, we have the Holy Spirit in us. And of course, that Holy Spirit and his gifts, that Holy Spirit is strengthened through the sacrament of confirmation. So we have what we need to love as Jesus is telling us to love. We have what it takes. It's just a matter of, do we want to do it on our own and mess it up? Because that's what's going to happen if we do it on our own. Or do we want to yield to the power of the Holy Spirit? And I should point out that in addition to love, two of the other fruits of the Holy Spirit are peace and joy. Who doesn't want that? So you see what happens if we love as Jesus is telling us to love, if we forgive our enemies, if we turn the other cheek, if we avoid seeking revenge, we're going to feel the peace and joy that we're looking for. And you know, if we hold a grudge against somebody, that doesn't hurt the other person. It hurts us. We're the ones who suffer. We're the ones who suffer when we hold a grudge and refuse to forgive somebody. So who is it that you have to forgive today? Now, you may not have the ability to speak to that person literally in person. You might not have that ability, but you can certainly pray for them. You can certainly ask the Lord to bless them. You could certainly tell the Lord, I forgive this person. If you did something that requires going to confession, if you really wronged somebody in a way that you need to confess it, go to confession. Confess that you hurt this person in some way. We can do this. Nobody can stop you. Even if the person doesn't want anything to do with you anymore, they can't stop you from praying for them. They can't stop you from fasting for them. And this is loving as Jesus loved. And just if you have trouble, think about that image of Christ hanging on the cross, forgiving those who are putting him to death, giving them the benefit of the doubt. I mean, how many times do we accuse somebody? I'm guilty of this. We accuse somebody of knowing exactly what they did. Oh yeah, he said that. He knew exactly what he was doing when he insulted me or when I didn't get that promotion. He knew what he was doing, right? We don't give people the benefit of the doubt. But that's what Jesus did. And that's what you and I are called to do. Oh man, this Christianity stuff, it's so hard. Yeah, do you think? It is hard. But that's why Jesus sent his Spirit. That's why through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can behave and think and act like Jesus did. That's really mind-boggling, isn't it? So keep that in mind. Let's get ready for Lent. We are going, next time we speak, we will be in Lent. We'll do a little Give Up Worry for Lent feature. If you haven't yet gotten your copy of Give Up Worry for Lent, it's still not too late. Make sure you go online. You can go to followingthetruth.com or any online bookseller to get a copy of Give Up Worry for Lent. And let's do it this year. We can still do other things. You can still fast. You can still give alms. You're supposed to do all that, but let's give up worry. Let's turn control over to the Lord. Let's surrender control of our lives to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And if you're looking for a good way to start, read that gospel today. If you're surrendering yourself to him, if you're calling yourself a Christian, and understand, I'm talking to myself with this too. If we're calling ourselves Christians, we have to follow Christ. That means we have to listen to what he says and do what he does, all right? So let's do it. We can do this. Let's do this. Lent of 2020, let's make it our most fantastic Lent ever. All right, I'm going to run. I want to thank you so much for hanging out with me today on the Gary Zimak Show. For more information, check out my website, followingthetruth.com. Remember, you can leave a donation for my ministry there. You can pick up my books. You can invite me to speak at your parish, or you can get in touch with me, followingthetruth.com. You are amazing. I'm so grateful for you listening to this program. May God bless you until we meet again. This is Gary Zimak saying see you next time.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by a few minutes each day can change your life during Lent. Ave Maria Press offers booklets for daily devotion, reflection, and more from such best-selling authors as Gary Zimak, Greg Kandra, Father Michael White, and Tom Corcoran, and so many more. Looking for Stations of the Cross booklets or books that are perfect for small groups? We have those too. Head over to AveMariaPress.com and use code LENT20 to get 20% off your order today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.